FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Matt Redman in as well with My Soul. Good morning to you at 719.
Happy Tuesday. Weather forecast sunny and 80 today. Clear overnight. Low of 53. Winning Wednesday. Chances to win all day long. Keep it here. Sunny. 85. 85. Okay. Currently it's 51.
Joining us live in the studio today is our very own Christy Lee and Ryan Giesemann. Ryan is the department chair of LBC Capital's Communication and Media Arts Department. Good morning to both of you again.
Good morning, Fred.
Great to have you both here. Christy, thanks for coming in a little early morning. We do have the worship song of the day coming up a little bit later on.
There is a good one coming up.
Tell us about what you do at LBC and what some of the students are doing under your tutelage.
Right.
There.
So we're involved, WJTL is involved to teach students in radio broadcasting, right? Which actually very interestingly in how the industry is going right now is also starting to kind of morph with some podcasting, which we have started. You know, there are some podcasts that are recorded or that happen live in WJTL Studio B at the Lancaster campus. But students also get to do their own show. So when they take the class, they learn about radio broadcasting. They also get to do their own show. Some of them choose to do a talk show. They might do a music show, maybe some kind of hybrid of both. But that's all for them. Also, we've had some very special creative things going on. Just did our first live radio drama, which was a whole undertaking.
Whoa.
I mean, Mindy is lighting up over here.
Yeah.
You know how much work a drama takes then to make it all audio, to be concerned with the audio.
That's amazing.
Cool.
That's very cool.
They did it live, which was amazing.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. But some of the cool shows that students have done over the years, I would say one of the first ones that really stood out, of course, is Derek Bigley did this. I mean, it's basically like The Tonight Show or something where he recorded the audio version of the intro, him singing like 15 different parts, and then had guests and
a live band.
Yeah.
He
really rocked it. We've also had one of the newer ones that I'm really impressed with is Hannah Wheeler does this Wheelin' with the Wheelers. So she and her brother basically do like road trip songs that they have sung in the car on trips to different places. And so they have a lot of fun with that. We've had students do kind of shows like the Kids Cookie Break, or like the rock show, you know, Main Street Rock Talk, or
game shows.
Game shows too. Also, theological discussion talk shows, which I'll tell you what, when they tried that for the first time, they learned how hard it is to talk for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
About
very
theological
difficult
issues.
Or about anything.
Right.
True
so
story.
It's been a whole wide variety of shows. And what I love is that the students do something that they're passionate about, that they're interested in. It's a great way to learn radio by actually doing it, but also coming up with, you know, what's an idea of how I can present this and make it compelling on the radio.
Yeah, well, we're so thankful that Christy is doing the intro to radio, working with the kids to do their own shows, their own podcasts, all this stuff. I think it's awesome. We love that we could come in and be a part of it too, Christy.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for the staff from WJTL to be involved in that way. And of course, not last year because of COVID, but we've also done field trips to WDAC and here to WJTL. The students get to be involved in concerts and events, live remotes that we do. They really get to be involved in radio.
Yeah, it's very cool. Ryan Giesemann is with us. He's the department chair of the Communications Media Arts. And Ryan, what are some of the different ways that students could plug in to your department there at LBC Capital?
Yeah, and I'll just add on to what Christy was saying. We are planning for a second level of our radio broadcasting course because it's been so well received and the students really enjoy it.
That's awesome.
And I think you guys, the rest of WJTL is going to be heavily involved in that as well, bringing in additional DJs and other staff to talk about careers in that area. But students, certainly radio isn't the only area that we are involved in.
Right.
Writing is a big part of our communication program for those that are interested in that aspect of communication. Video production is a big part of what we do there. Communication marketing, so people who might be interested in social media marketing or management. Certainly we've got Tom Scott is one of our full-time professors who comes to us from Water Street. He was the marketing director there.
Right.
And then Dr. Michael Freeman directs our communication program, and he's been in education for more than 15 years and just brings a lot to that. The students love him as the communication professor. But we have a lot of adjuncts as well. And part of that is because we really believe in bringing in practitioners to teach what they're an expert in.
Right.
So we're really interested in people who are in the field experts in their field coming in and pouring into our students at LBC Capital.
And it gives that community feel as well, which I love.
I was blessed a few years ago. For one evening, I got to come in and help teach a theater class. And it was so fun to put all of my years of experience and like talk to the kids about it and see them just like light up and be like, because once you're in theater or radio or anything in communications, it's like the bug bites you and then you're in for life.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And we have students who have gone on to be on the radio, be journalists. We've had a student go to the White House and be part of the White House staff. We've had students go to churches to be church production technicians, or even working with local production companies.
Yeah, that's great. How about master's program? I understand that's something coming up.
Yeah, so we've had a master's in strategic communication leadership approved for next year, so 2022. Working on sort of how that's going to roll out, but the curriculum has been approved. So that's coming. You're not going to see it anywhere yet because we don't exactly know how it rolls out, but that is coming. It's been approved, and we're looking forward to adding to our curriculum that master's level program.
If students are interested in any of the options that we've been talking about, radio, communications, live music, live production, management, all that kind of stuff, they could come visit you and walk around the campus and get to meet some of the faculty.
Yeah, absolutely. Over the summer, you can schedule a visit, an individual visit. You'll be, the red carpet will be rolled out, and we'll take you around campus, show you what we have to offer there. So go to lbc.edu/CMA to see what our department can offer and how you can schedule a visit.
Check it out, lbc.edu/CMA.
And one of the cool things is that a lot of people get into this, like Mindy was talking about, and then they realize this is something that I love. So I would encourage you to come and see the studios. The video studios are really cool. We've got, the radio studios there too. Seeing it for yourself and then getting involved, you might realize this is something you were made to do, that you love to do. That's how a lot of people get into it in the first place. So come and check it out for yourself.
Check it out, lbc.edu/CMA, or they can go to lbcradio.live. Right?
Dot live, yeah.
Check out what the students are doing mm-hmm. there as well. Will you hang around and do the worship song of the day?
Oh, yeah. We've got a special one coming up for you.
Very cool. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for the time.
Best to you. It's so great to see you. Back to the music we go with Mercy Me. This is Say I Won't on WJTL. Good morning.